This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of what I believe to be Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, the time you spend texting, tweeting, heading up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can get involved with the conversation. There are smarter people than I up in that website. No, really. I mean, up on the chat room. So anyhow, let's see. What do we got? We got some good stuff here. The DNC, apparently. You know what? Why is this a surprise? Why did somebody even send this to me? So the DNC has broken federal law and don't seem to care. And why should they? Who's going to come get them? Who's going to stop them? So let me see. They broke the law at the convention. They violate in violation of Section 8 U.S. Code number 1324. Now, they did that. They aided and abetted by aiding and abetting two illegal aliens on Monday night during the nationally televised DNC convention. Okay. Now, according to the law, the DNC twice violated Section 8 U.S. Code 1324, and they put it on TV, which shows you they do not care anymore. See, this is why I keep telling you guys, the upper echelon, the people that run this country do not give a sweet backside as to what the law is for you and not for me. That's how they look at it. They can do anything they want to, not a problem. You go ahead and hire illegals in your home, whether it's to clean your home, take care of your kids, do whatever. Any of that stuff, yeah, you're going to be a world of hurt, especially if you don't pay your taxes on them. So at 8 o'clock local time, the DNC invited an illegal alien to accompany her daughter to tout Hillary Clinton. Hi, Hillary. Hillary's so wonderful. She helped us break the law, and she makes sure we don't get arrested. She's just great. Anyway, during her speech, which was televised on national TV, the daughter explicitly said that her mother is in the United States illegally. According to the current law in the books, she's here illegally. Now, minutes before the mother and daughter team took the stage, the DNC played a video showing the daughter communicating with Hillary Clinton during one of her tour stops in Nevada. Are you going to send my mommy home? It received a government-issued letter of deportation. It was then that the daughter, Carrie, admitted to Hillary Clinton that her mother, Francesca, received a government-issued letter of deportation. Clearly, the mother is ignoring the deportation order, and so is the DNC. Now, see, she's been ordered by a judge. It's a court order. But they're above the law. Haven't you figured that out yet? They are muchas above the law. They don't care. There's no downside for them. Who's going to arrest him? It's like Obama. Who's going to arrest him? Eric Holder, who's going to arrest him? Following the Mother and Daughter Act, another illegal took to the podium at 8:09 local time. Her name is Astrid Silva. And she said in very clear English, I came to America illegally with my mother when I was 4 years old. We crossed the river, the Rio Grande, on a raft. aside from illegally harboring two illegal aliens, it would be interesting to learn how they got to Philadelphia. Who paid their travel arrangements? Who's paying for their time in the hotel? So they're not just, they're aiding, abetting, supporting. And, I mean, I'm confused. Whether you're a Dem or Republican, a hardcore leaning lefty or what, are the laws for everybody or are they not? No, here I am. I brought my kids up telling them you have to obey the law. You don't like it? If you don't think that's the way it should be, then change it. Become a legislator. Get involved in politics. Help change it. All right? It isn't that hard. Driving me nuts. This stuff is just driving me out of my ever-loving little mind. And yes, and for all you in the gay community who just love the DNC, what's really funny is they've got you so brainwashed. Seriously. They've got you so brainwashed. Because if a Republican did one-third of what the Dems have done according to these emails that were released, you'd want to crucify us. You'd be up throwing us out of buildings. The way they've talked about the gay and Hispanic community, again, would have gotten a Republican thrown out of office. But as far as the Dems are concerned, you guys don't care. Not a big deal, right? Nothing to worry about. Don't stop here. Nothing to watch. So, one of the memos leaked by the DNC complained that a gay donor is extremely high maintenance. Now, an internal DNC memo published by WikiLeaks, one party staffer complained to colleagues that one of the party's gay donors was just much too high maintenance. And she didn't want to handle her anymore. The leaked memo, which is titled Closeout Memo, and dated April 22, 2016, was authorized by DNC staffer Julie Fowle, who recaps much of the work done with the party's LGBTQ Leadership Council. Now, you got to hear the rest of it. It's worth it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back shortly.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. I always appreciate the time you're showing with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. You know, every once in a while I like to give, I don't do it often, but I give a shout out to some of the, that's what the young people call it, a shout out. Don't laugh at me. Give you a shout out to some of the radio stations to carry the show, because I do very much appreciate, you know, first and foremost, as you can imagine, in some areas, and I'm not that whacked, there's some stations that don't want to carry the show, or they get a lot of complaints about the show. Okay? But recently, some of you have been following any of the news whatsoever, that very large fire in Southern California, we are very close to. And our anchor station in Los Angeles is KHDS out of AM 1220 out of Los Angeles. And they carry the show every night. And the coverage of what they did to help the locals out, to help actually not just the locals, but people from across the country, to help them understand what was going on up here and what was happening with their loved ones. Because even my, you know, Forgive me, family, but even my family, who I'm posting up on Facebook and leaving the messages that we are alive and fine, are calling to find out if we're still alive. So everybody needs different outlets and different ways to get information. But it's nice to know that, you know, some of the stations that we're on, I would say the majority of the stations that we're on, I don't want to say all the stations, but the majority of the stations that we're on are very much into the communities, very much involved in wanting people to understand and know, you know, what's happening in their area. So they did a great job covering, and it's not over yet, but they did a great job covering the emergency and helping people get their animals out and where they could take them and that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you're in an area that has a small local regional station, and that's, don't forget to tell them that you appreciate the work and the job that they're doing. So I'm a proud member of their station, part of their lineup, and very much, again, our listeners in Los Angeles out of at KHTS AM 1220, thank you so much for doing your part. Anyway, back to the DNC, the leaked DNC memo that complained about gay donors. And one in particular was high maintenance. You know what's really funny is, come on, can we talk honest here, right? When somebody said that Hillary laughed differently, or she shouldn't, you know, talk like that, or there's things that she shouldn't do, right? They immediately ran that into, well, they're saying that because she's a woman. Because that's a woman thing. You only say those kind of things when it's a woman, right? Remember all that garbage? So here you go. The gay person, the gay donor, was high maintenance, hard to handle. I mean, give me a break, right? But you won't hear anything negative about this. What are you guys afraid of? Why are you so afraid? I got to say one thing about Bernie and his supporters. They got guts. They've got a spine, and you know, they're so far from what I've seen, they're sold out to a cause and not a person. Because even when Bernie told them to do something else, they booed him. They didn't back down from what they believed to be truth. They're outside picketing as we speak. Bill is giving a speech right now. This is a love story. Yeah, some of you see me pointing, because there's a TV off to my left where I kind of catch it out of the corner of my eye. And I guess it's an exercise session because people are standing and sitting and standing and sitting. It ain't that good. I listened to it during the break. So he's given the whole story of how him and Hillary met and all that other fun stuff. So if that's where you want to be, head over to C-SPAN or one of those stations. They're carrying it, I'm sure. So the leaked memo, which was titled Closeout Memo and dated April 22nd, so it's fairly recent, right? Was authorized by DNC staffer Julie Fowl, who recaps much of the work done with the party's LGBT Leadership Council. Now, it's not just a person, right? It's the whole group. It's the whole Leadership Council she's having a problem with. Now, the memo contains information on dozens of donors, not all of which are positive. Really? Would you really think we want them having that kind of information on us? I wouldn't want them to have that kind of information. I mean, let me tell you what. So Falcon plays that one donor named, we'll just say named Darren, is extremely high maintenance. Darren was one of the three hosts for a May 2015 fundraiser in Washington, D.C. that was wildly successful in terms of identifying black gay men. Yeah, they're not targeting you guys. They're not targeting anybody in particular. They were very excited that this targeted black gay men. And these men and black gay men who were interested in getting involved. However, the 3 hours that, the three hosts that filled the room incredibly for this event were extremely hard to wrangle for the actual gala. Darren would like to become more involved, but he is hard to get in touch with, extremely high maintenance and hard to deal with. He found him too much work for what he's worth. Might bring in maybe $5,000. Think about this conversation. Think about if you got this on tape, right? What if you got this on tape with two Republicans speaking? Can you imagine? They'd have the gallows made already. They'd have the ropes hanging over there, and the noose is ready to go, would they not? But, hey, they're just emails from the Democratic Party. Right? Not a big deal. Doesn't mean anything, because they don't have to follow the rules. All right, so let me see. Some of you sent me some information. Let's see. Palace, how about this one? Now, I don't know if you guys saw some of the information coming out this morning. There was some complaints that there either weren't any or weren't enough American flags on the DNC stage, or even in the arena. Now, apparently, they have the largest screen in North America, whatever. Supposedly, it was the largest screen ever manufactured. That's where your DNC dues is going, just to make you happy. Anyway, so they got the largest screen. They couldn't find a way to put flags on that screen. Obviously, fake flags. They couldn't find a way to do that. Well, eventually, not right away, and they doubled the flags today. All right, so they actually heard it. They felt it was, oh, man, maybe that doesn't, the optics of that don't look very good. Let's get some more flags out there, okay? Nobody thought about this ahead of time? Why is it always a second thought? I mean, they're patriotic, but the flag waving is always second, well, maybe not second nature. One of our people today caught a picture of a Palestinian flag being waved at the Democratic National Convention. Now, think about all these things that we see go on at their convention and not ours. You know, I talked about it earlier about how they're squelching the protesters out front. We didn't do that. Right? They're hassling. They have groups of people running around hassling some of the reporters because the reporters aren't telling the narrative. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk more about this Palestinian flag that seemed to grace the Democratic National Convention. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, you got to pay attention. Head up to the website, and you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the chat room, you know, and get involved in the conversation. Get both sides of the conversation so you know how to fight. You know what I'm saying? So you know what to say. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, and I really, really, really do. I really do appreciate the time that that you spend with us, that you send me emails, that you communicate with me. Seriously. All right, so where was I? What was I talking about? Man, I lost my train. Oh, no, it was a Palestinian flag. That's why I was trying to push it out of my head, because I can't believe they hate us that much. So here's the thing with the Democrats, right? I don't know. What is this? Right? I can't understand how you've got to remind them, tell them, explain to them, we'd like to see some more American flags. Really? Somebody had to actually say to them, hey, you know, there's a perception here we're not patriotic enough. But this is always, I remember a couple of years ago, I wish I could find it again. We did a story about how they felt, they being the liberals, felt that Independence Day, yes, right, July 4th, was for Republicans. I thought it was for all Americans, but apparently I was wrong. I love being schooled by them, because then I can use their own words against them. That's why I said you have to listen, you have to engage, you have to get involved. Now, a Palestinian flag waved at the Democratic National Convention. Yeah, you know what? Maybe the guy felt bad. It was the only flag he had. He saw there weren't many other flags up there, including the American flag. He figured, hey, let me help out. Let me give something for them to salute to. What do you think? Maybe? So the Democratic National Convention, when it opened in Philadelphia yesterday, now, there was all kinds of aggravation going on there. We know it. Let's not play the game, because they'd like us to believe that, no, everything was fine, a few misunderstandings, got off to a rocky start, and then we got rolling. So the recent leaks of all those emails, and some of the boneheads on Facebook who kept calling this, what do they call it, a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy when you have actual proof, people. It's no longer, you know, conspiracies. I think they're doing this because of this. But when you have that piece of paper, what are you going to walk into a bank? You know, they got a gun to the teller's head with a note that says, give me the money, and you're saying, hey, I think this is a conspiracy. They might be robbing the bank, or trying to, or working out a way to. No, they are robbing the bank. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's no longer theory. It's no longer in the planning stages. So, nevertheless, the Senator Sanders did indeed call for his supporters to campaign. But you know what? The thing I loved, you know, we've been joking, but if you went back and read the piece of that I have up on the website about the 50 closest friends, what's happened to the 50 closest friends of the Clintons, you know, Bernie Sanders looked very, very afraid when he was up there at the podium. Go look at him when he's begging his supporters to back down, calm down, please. It's almost, please, it's a favor to me. It's a personal favor. Please stop this. Vote for Hillary. And they're booing her and everything else. And he got sweat coming down because he knows if he doesn't get them to turn, he's going to be the next newspaper story. Not on the front page either. More so like on the obituary side of things. And he, too, will die of natural causes with a bullet hole to the back of his head. If you don't believe me, go check it out. I have it up on my website. I have the article up there, and it lays out 50 different groups of people. Or 50 different people or families that were affected by the Clintons. Lost loved ones. So the one of the consequences of the leftward swing within the Democratic Party has been that whole renewed questioning of its support for Israel, support for the Jewish state. Now, that's been traditionally been a bipartisan issue in the U.S., but Sanders had been associated with some anti-Israel sentiments in spite of his being Jewish. Now, again, I'll bring Evan and say it back on if I have to, but he explained the Jewish culture. And I think he's right. It's not that much different sometimes from Christian culture. Now, the Jews are different because they have a state. You know, it's a religion. It's a state. It's a whatever you want to call it. So you could be a Jew by birth, as he put it. You could be a Jew practicing the Jewish faith. I bring him on. He's much better at explaining than I am. So Bernie could be Jewish just by birth, because he has a Jewish mother. That's it. End of discussion. Now, he called for a more balanced Middle Eastern policy and greatly exaggerated the Palestinian death toll in Operation Protective Edge. He even employed a Jewish outreach staffer who made the vehemently anti-Israel statements on the Internet. Ultimately, he had to suspend her because she wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't stop. But here's the thing that bothers me about this whole Palestinian fight. Because as usual, some of you out there take what the left has to say, you run with it like it's gospel truth. It's not. It's a lie. Look, the Palestinians get money from us. You believe that? They get money from America. We pay them to attack the Israelis. And I'll tell you why I know that's true. I want somebody to send me a list of the new schools, the new hospitals, the new clinics that are opened with American money in the Palestinian areas. Do you know that the Jews that Israel feeds, homes, clothes, takes care of, and educates Palestinians? Did you know that? We send money to the Palestinians to build those hospitals to take care of their own, and I'll do jack. They do nothing. I shouldn't say that. That's not true. They buy bombs. They buy building materials. And I don't remember who sent it to me. I got to start pulling these things up and saving them for later. But they were talking about how trucks, you know, for needed supplies, and trucks are being stopped at the border, and the Israelis check everything that goes to the Palestinians, you know, coming through Israel. Why would they do that? Why are they slowing things down? We need that stuff here now. Well, what ends up happening, they were opening up boxes and boxes and boxes of televisions. But in the television boxes were guns and ammunition and bullet belts. Now, why would they do that? And then they had these, they looked like they were prefab cement walls, is what they looked like, at least to me anyway. You've all seen them, but you just don't know you've seen them. And they were breaking the wall. They were taking sledgehammers and hitting the walls. And what would happen is they found one that had guns in it, rifles. And they pour, what they do is they pour the cement on one side, they put the rifles in there, pack them in a pack. It looked like styrofoam, but I'm not sure. And then pour the cement over the other side. So what would you do? But that's Israel's fault. That's right. Darn those Israelis for trying to protect themselves. What a nasty thing to do. Anyway, Sanders' campaign has thus become associated with the new, more extremely progressive wing of the Democratic Party. That wing reared its head on the DNC just yesterday. Now, the activists identify themselves on Twitter as being progressive for Palestine. What? Progressives for Palestine? What does that actually mean? Wouldn't you love to know what that actually kind of means? I would. How can you be progressive for a group of people that doesn't even want to use electricity, for God's sakes? How progressive is that? So they raised a Palestinian flag in the middle of the convention floor. They made sure it was clearly visible because it was down on the floor where you could see it from above and below. All the cameras saw it. And they held up a sign that says, "I support Palestinian human rights," which is always great. See, they use these catchphrases. Secure the borders, right? Human rights for everybody. Equal pay. They use, but they never tell you that they've checked it, that they know what it means, they know how to do it. Comprehensive immigration reform. What does that mean? You know, what does it mean? They can't give you... It's funny how they're beating on Trump for not having specifics in some of these areas. But they don't have any either. But I love this one. Support Palestinian human rights. What does that mean? What human rights? What human rights do they not get? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
The air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, really, seriously, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me and get involved with me. And hop up on the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can, you just get involved with smarter people than I. You know? Oh, the other thing, too, that somebody had sent me an email. I lost the link to it. Maybe that's it. So you know how the Dems are always fighting and pushing us to to get on board with them on this whole, gender bathrooms, gender-neutral bathrooms, or, transgender bathrooms and all this other stuff. So they're so sold out to this. They're so into this. They are so sure that it's the right thing to do, that they didn't do it at their convention. They created one bathroom that was called an all-gender restroom. So, it's just too good to be true. Right? The Democratic Party coincidentally placed their all-gender restroom directly across from the press booth. And it really isn't even an all-gender restroom. It's a woman's restroom with an all-gender sign. Now, recently Democrats have pushed their campaign for so-called transgender bathroom rights, the right for men who identify as women and women who identify as men, you know, to use those rooms respectively, right? And they call it a civil rights issue, except when it comes to them doing it. Then it's no longer a civil rights issue. I mean, don't you find this stuff, it's the height of hypocrisy to say you have to do it, but I don't. It's okay for you, but not okay for me. Right? It's like the government or the feds forcing everybody on Obamacare, but they don't have to follow it. I mean, how do you justify that? How do you say that's okay? That stuff just drives me out of my mind. Because again, they tell you that you have to do this because it's the right, it's the good thing to do. Right? It's the fair thing to do. It's the equitable thing to do. Oh, except for us. We don't have to do it. We're cool. Anyhow, Michael Jordan, that's right, he finally came out and said something. You know, it's just like with President Obama when I used to tell you that the military guys were eventually going to pop. They were not going to be able to take him beating on them, bad-mouthing them, expecting them to put up with all his garbage. Eventually, they were going to open up, say something, and do something. Is he running for president? He's still talking. They probably do. You know, somebody said the other day, and I thought it was great, at the DNC, we still got Billy Boy Clinton. Billy Bob Buddy Clinton up there. Bubba Clinton. Isn't that what they called him? Bubba Clinton, right? He's up there still talking. Look at that poor guy. If she sucked the life out of him like that, what is she going to do with the rest of the country? You know what I'm saying? Really? You do? No, I think the pictures you see on the internet are the ones that they put up there to purposely make him look bad. But I've seen him out and about. Yeah, well, look at they got 12 pounds of spackle on the side of his face. Look at that. Anyway. Michael Jordan. He said, I can't stay quiet any longer. He's quoted as saying, as a proud American, a father who has lost his own dad in a senseless act of violence, and a black man, he said, I've been deeply troubled by the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement and angered by the cowardly and hateful targeting and killing of police officers. He says, I grieve with the families who have lost loved ones, and I know their pain all too well. He said, I was raised by parents who taught me to love and respect people regardless of their race or background. So I'm saddened and frustrated by the divisive rhetoric and racial tensions that seem to be getting worse as of late. He said, I know this country is better than that. I agree with him. He said, but I can't stay silent. I wish more, I hate to say it, but I do wish more of the African-American community, the Hispanic community, who have sane people to come out and speak on these things. Now, I can't think of his name, Chris Rock, I think it was, who came out and called Obama and Mrs. Obama like the mommy and daddy of the United States. I would have ran away from home consistently, never gave up. He says, he goes on to say that I know this country is better than that, and I can no longer stay silent. We need to find a solution that ensure people of color receive fair and equal treatment, and that police officers who put their lives on the line every day to protect us are respected and supported, which flies right in the face of BLM now, doesn't it? For the past 3 decades, he said, I've seen up close the dedication of law enforcement officers who protect me and my family. I have the greatest respect for their sacrifice and service. I also recognize that for many people of color, their experiences with the law enforcement have been different than mine. And I've decided to speak out on it. I hope I can make a change. He said, to support that effort, I'm making a contribution of $1 million to each of two organizations, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, which has been newly established, and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Now, the Institution for Community Police Relations Policy and Oversight Work is focused on building trust and promoting best practices in the community in community policing. He said, my donation to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the nation's oldest civil rights law organization, will support its ongoing work. And he says, I know giving money is not enough to make it work. He said, but they need money to operate. And maybe they can use it to make a positive difference. He said, we're privileged to live in a world, in the world's greatest country, a country that has provided my family and me. But I wish more guys would say this. It's not an oppressive nation. That's what he's saying right here. He's a man of color, and he made it. I can't write a check to the NAACP for a million, even if I wanted to. I could. They just can't cash it. I can write a check to the police fund. They can't cash it either. And I'm not a man of color. Where's my white privilege? My white privilege says I shouldn't have money in the bank, shouldn't it? But he openly admits we live in the world's greatest country, the country that has provided me and my family the greatest of opportunities. The problems we face didn't happen overnight, and they won't be solved tomorrow. But if we work together, we can foster greater understanding, positive change, and create a more peaceful world for ourselves and our children. Right? So think about it. Here's a very successful black man. And so we can make a change. We can make a difference. We just got to work at it together. And I agree with him. And you know what's really funny is you didn't see the news. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. Well, obviously you have. On YouTube and places like that. Where you saw a lot of these Black Lives Matter groups and other groups that were protesting get together with the police for a love fest. Where they had barbecues together. Where they enjoyed each other's company. Do you remember that or am I smoking something here? But you didn't see it all over the news now, did you? Oh, yeah. Let me finish up with this one. This is a perfect one. Did you hear about the Secretary of State? Did you hear about Kerry's comments about accuracy of refrigerators other than what I said earlier? No. Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of State of the United States says... I try not to either. You make you throw up. But air conditioners and refrigerators pose a bigger threat to life on this planet as the threat of terrorism. That's right. He does look like Herman Munster, though, doesn't he? Don't close your eyes or anything. Think about that. The secretary said that he was in Vienna negotiating a global climate deal to phase out chemicals used as refrigerants in basic household and commercial appliances, such as air conditioning and refrigerators. He called the hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs as they're called, the chemicals are a potential source of greenhouse gas emission that many scientists blame for the contribution to global warming, which I really love because this is not a done science. Not all the scientists believe this or believe it to be true. He's trying to amend. He met with those people to amend the 1987 treaty called the Montreal Protocol to deal with chemicals and climate change. But again, like I said, we can beat this up till the cows come home, as they say in some places. Who smoked a lot of weed? Him? Good. I'm glad you're not talking about me. My mother listens to the show. Thank you very much. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And look, do get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan sent me a message. Said tomorrow night's going to work for him. So we're going to have him on tomorrow night. It'll give him more time to wind up. He'll have two full nights or two and a half nights of the DNC. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.